This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham sitting in for Cynthia Canty. Time now for our Monday roundup with Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. The Big Ten spotlight was on East Lansing and Ann Arbor Saturday with the Spartans hosting Wisconsin. Well, hosting.
They're very generous hosts. How about that?
The Badgers won 30-6. The Free Press headline from columnist Drew Sharp: this Michigan State stink bomb versus Wisconsin, inexcusable. What was your take on that?
I would be a little nicer than that. But there it is, 30-6. The fact that they lost is not a shock. These are two top eight teams at that point. I figured it was going to be a battle, but nobody saw a 30-6 whitewashing. Bad turnovers, and shockingly, against a very good Michigan State defense, 30 points from Wisconsin is an eye-opener. And on top of that, the one big win Michigan State has got is over Notre Dame the previous weekend. Notre Dame at home lost to Duke. They are now 1-3, so perhaps that win is not so impressive.
So it leaves the Badgers at 4-0 and the Spartans at 2-1. What are the prospects for next week?
For Michigan State, look, D'Antonio's teams always get better throughout the season. Do not dismiss these guys yet. It may not be a national title year. It may not be a Big Ten title year, but do not dismiss the Spartans. The Badgers are the pleasant surprise for the Big Ten right now. They've beaten a top-ranked LSU team. They've beaten a top-10 Michigan State team. They come into Ann Arbor next weekend, and that will be a nationally televised game. That'll be big stuff.
Let's talk about Michigan. The Wolverines really paddled the Nittany Lions 49-10. Was that expected? You kind of expected that, didn't you?
I did, actually, because they had a bad first half against Colorado, who turns around and beats Oregon, so you never know in this world. And then, of course, I knew they're going to put the paddle to, as you say. I like that term, by the way. It's nice. To Penn State, little alliteration there as well. Penn State is still reeling from the sanctions from years ago. It's still a mess of a program.
Looking ahead to next Saturday, big day for the MAC in our state. Central Michigan hosts Western Michigan. This is one of our state's big football rivalries, right?
It actually is, and is underrated, probably because if you didn't go to Central or Western, you may not be aware of this, but that is, I think, the biggest rivalry in the MAC, actually. They're lobbying to have ESPN Game Day come before the game.
Right, I read that.
Yeah, I give it a snowball's chance, Lester. But then, who saw Donald Trump debating Hillary Clinton tonight? So you never know in this world.
Well,
so
let's talk about their quarterbacks, because they both have pretty hot quarterbacks at this point.
They do, but the coolest name by far is Central Michigan's Cooper Rush. That's Central casting. Right now, he's ranked 12th in the nation. He might be an NFLer.
And Western's Zach Terrell, he ranks 16th.
That's right. They're 4-0 and 3-1. I bet both teams get to a bowl as they did last year. Also watch this. P.J. Fleck is the Western Michigan coach. They went 8-5 the last 2 years. With all the jobs opening up as usual around the country, I bet he'll be somewhere else next fall.
Well, let's talk about the NFL and the Lions. Bet you there are a lot of youpers who are pretty happy right now because the Green Bay Packers beat the Lions 34-27.
There you go. See, Lester, that's a fine point right there, by the way, Lester. Well done, sir. Youpers, of course, are not loyal to the Lions. They are loyal, of course, to the Pack.
Right, yeah. So what's your highlight, lowlights for that game?
I've seen it for 50 years. Nothing's changed. How's that? To make it quick.
The Tigers open a four-game home series against Cleveland tonight. It's the last week of the season. They're wrapping it up in Atlanta next weekend. Where do you think we'll see them in postseason?
Now, this is utterly heartbreaking. They had a half-game lead on the wild card midweek last week. On Saturday, they're ahead 4-2, Lester. Ninth inning, two outs, two strikes. They're one strike away from basically securing a spot, and they blow it and lose 7-4. 5 runs off that one little strike, and there you go. So Tigers
fans, this is why I like baseball more than any, because that kind of stuff only happens in baseball.
Baseball and cricket.
Yeah.
No clock, man.
Last but not least, the Red Wings opened training camp last Friday with a big hole in the lineup. No more Pavel Datsyuk. What's it going to mean for the team?
It's a big loss. He's one of the most talented players in the NHL. Near the end of his career, I grant you, but also a great leader. This team right now is always scraping by to get in the playoffs. They've got a new arena opening next fall.
Right.
They are very focused on that fact.
Well, how are they going to fill the hole with Datsyuk gone?
Some young guys got to step up.
But what happened this season?
I don't know. How about that? Look, right now, a pretty average team. So one last thing we've got to get in here. Rest in peace, Arnold Palmer.
Right, 87.
87 years old.
And obviously beloved by all golfers, or at least I don't know anybody who didn't love him.
And also internally as well. He's a golfer's golfer. He's more beloved internally than Jack Nicklaus and certainly Tiger Woods, who's not that beloved, frankly, amongst his peers. Arnold Palmer is the guy who introduced golf to the masses of America when TV started televising the game. He's amazingly charming, good-looking, would never blow off anybody. He's the golf pro's son who knows how to look you in the eye every time he shakes your hand. I've met him a few times. You don't forget it.
That's another loss. We've seen a lot of them in this year so far.
Truly.
Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubank, thanks very much.
Thank you.